This is Joanna Schrader reporting for DomesticFuel.com, and today I am with Riggs Eckelberry, who is the CEO of Origin Oil. How are you?
Fine, Joanna. Thank you very much.
Well, Riggs, thank you so much for joining me this evening. And, you know, I've been writing a lot about Origin Oil. You've had some really exciting past couple years. But let's start off sort of with an introduction about Origin Oil, sort of how and when you were founded, and you know, and then we'll get into some of your specific technologies.
Sure. Well, I was my last big company that I took public was in high tech, and I was the second in command there. This is back in 2005, 2006, and I really felt that this was the right time for green. My brother Nicholas and I had wanted to get into environmental technologies years before. But I think the time really became right, about 7 years ago, 8 years ago. And, you know, some financiers agreed with me, and we launched the company. Origin Oil was launched in 2007, went public in 2008 as a small public company. And really our focus was to industrialize the production of algae as opposed to it just being cultivated as a crop, but rather turn it into things like fuel and chemicals and so forth. Initially, we were very, very focused on just about everything in the algae space, which means we didn't have a lot of focus. By 2009, however, we had a very narrow focus on the harvesting stage and how our breakthrough process could actually help people out in the algae business get all the algae out of the water. Because it soon became evident that the incredible dilution of algae was the number one problem in terms of making it an effective feedstock.
So, Riggs, I've seen actually some of the algae-type reactors and some of the companies that have been trying to work on the harvest issue, which you mentioned is a big one. So let's talk specifically about how your harvesting technology works and in what applications. Can it be in ponds? Can it be in reactors? How does it work?
Sure. To your second question, we don't care how the algae is made. It can be any method, but you're faced basically with green water. And you can run your hands through it. Generally, it doesn't come out in your hands. It's hard to filter. The approaches that exist right now are to perhaps centrifuge or use chemicals of various kinds to try and flocculate it out of the water. Our process is different because it's chemical-free, low energy. It uses electromagnetic pulses to cause the algae to clump together or flocculate. And then the second stage of our process takes those flocks and bubbles into the top using a gas process that we've invented as well. So in one continuous flow, we're able to take all that green water and turn it into a kind of slurry of algae concentrate. And that's what we do.
So then once you get it to that point where it's in that algae concentrate, then it can be harvested per se and used to develop biofuels or chemicals or whatever the company has in mind.
Right. So we're agnostic upstream of us, and we're also agnostic downstream. We support that concentrate, which the Department of Energy, working with us, has named a uniform intermediate feedstock, is a standardized concentrate that can be used for, the big markets, which are basically fuel, chemicals, fertilizer, and feed, but also for the high-value markets that are smaller but so important to our industry right now, such as nutrition, nutraceuticals, and so forth. So there's a product here that is dense enough to actually be further concentrated, have the oils extracted, pyrolyzed, whatever the downstream operator wants to do, they can do.
So, Riggs, I'm going to shift gear for just a minute, and I think oftentimes there's a perception that algae is to some extent in competition to sort of the traditional oil and traditional oil products. But yet you've actually developed a technology that can be used in conjunction with the oil and gas industry. So it's very unique from what I've seen. So can you talk to us a little bit about that technology?
Sure, Joanna. Well, we found earlier last year, that our process of pulling that dissolved or suspended algae out of the water worked very well with the petroleum and other chemicals that are stuck in what's called frack flowback water. This is the water that flows back out of a well when you've injected it with millions of gallons of water. That water is, when you're fracking an oil well, is full of petroleum, and the petroleum needs to be pulled out, and of course the chemicals too. What we found was that our process, independent of algae, does a great job of removing up to 98% of those particulates, and then the offtake, the water that's now relatively clear, is easy to purify to drinking water or groundwater standards, be as it may. And what's happening is we have a fracking industry that really needs to start treating its water, or it's going to see itself severely impaired. And so it's become, I would say, a national strategic importance to actually start reusing that water, and that's where we find ourselves.
Well, I know that in places in particular, I think it's Pennsylvania, has actually put a hold on this fracking technology until they do more environmental assessments. So is this the type of technology that could get the oil industry in terms of fracking sort of back in the right path from an environmental perspective?
Yeah, I think that it's critical that the oil and gas industry respond really fast and materially to environmental concerns, because basically they're going to, you know, kill the goose that laid the golden egg. And so to keep the production flowing that America is now relying on, ever since Alaska, for example, started to fall off the cliff in terms of productivity, we need more energy right now in this country. We'd better address the environmental issue, and that's become the super important. Now, here's what the key to doing it in a positive way, and that is, just look at the numbers. Right now, it costs 21 to 26 cents per gallon to treat this dirty water. Trucking it off-site costs about 11 cents a gallon. Our process, combined with some other next-generation processes, could take the price as low as 7 or 8 cents a gallon. So you're potentially below the cost of trucking off-site. At that point, why would you do anything else? And so what I like about this is it gives the operators a win-win, where they're going to potentially reuse the water and also have lower costs.
So, Riggs, have you tested this, or is there also an application with your technology for wastewater? So if you're looking at a waste treatment facility or maybe other industrial facilities that use water, is this a technology that you've developed that could use to clean that water as well?
Absolutely. We just have to watch out for focus. Right now, we're focused on the major energy marketplaces, that is green, which is algae, and brown, which is, of course, the frack cleanup. And the other opportunities, such as remediating mine tailings and dealing with wastewater and so forth, are for us just secondary licensing opportunities. Now, algae works really well with wastewater because organic wastewater has a lot of nitrates, and algae needs the nitrates. But what we found is that the wastewater industry moves very, very quickly because they have a major public health concern. Where we've made some progress, actually, is in France, where there's an urban algae program pretty much mandated by the French government. There's a new law there that forces new buildings to be energy positive and to treat their water. And their algae is being demonstrated as a way to clean the dirty water coming out of a building and also generate energy. And that joint venture that we have in France is the most promising thing we've got going on in the wastewater area.
So, Riggs, I'm going to circle back for a minute and go back to the initial algae harvesting technology that we were talking about. And we mentioned that this, in terms of sort of the things that will make algae competitive at a commercial scale, especially if you're looking at biofuels, harvesting is a big issue. So how does this technology reduce sort of that cost per gallon of algae or algal biofuels, or whether it's biofuels or biochemicals?
Right. We have a study that we did that sort of took our harvesting technology along with some other new approaches, and it showed that diesel or gasoline could be produced for as little as $2.28 a gallon. Now, you'd have to have a fair amount of scale that way, but it's definitely doable, and we've been sharing the analysis with the industry, and it seems to be holding up. So, you know, our harvest technology has a major cost advantage over other harvesting technologies, and there's also a qualitative gain here in that the algae that comes out of our process is decontaminated, has very low bacterial count, and so it's shelf-stable. And achieving shelf stability for algae is very important, since it starts to rot immediately once you've brought it out of the tanks or whatever you're using. So not only is this a more efficient way to and scalable way to get the algae out of the water, it's also a way to promote its stability so it can be trucked off-site for processing.
And I'm also thinking, too, when you talked about some of the forms of algae or the nutraceuticals and for feeds, whether that's for fish or cattle or, you know, animals or what have you. So obviously there would be a concern about the health aspect. So with your technology not using any chemicals and ultimately cleaning it, does this make almost any byproduct a superior byproduct?
Right. So the problems that people have in terms of, you know, let's say they put some kind of oxide into the water to cause the algae to flocculate, then they got to get it out again. In our case, we can have a pure stream of algae concentrate come out that has achieved this shelf stability, and it's just algae.
Well, that in and of itself, I think, is a huge win for the industry. So, you know, looking at sort of what you're doing next, I'm assuming that can companies come to you and license this technology at a commercial scale, or where are you at in that regard?
Right. We are in the middle of licensing activities both in the oil and gas space and the algae space. Last year we announced two OEM, or original equipment manufacturer, deals in the oil and gas space. Similar stuff's happening on the algae side. What we are happy to hear from companies that want to integrate harvesting technology into their proprietary process. And what we're doing is we're licensing companies. They can market they are licensed to embed our technology into their system, and they can go anywhere in the world on a non-exclusive basis. And how we prevent people from sort of stepping on each other is it always has to be embedded in their process. As an analogy, you've got, for example, Dolby Labs. Dolby is in all these different machines out in the marketplace, but the machines compete with each other on, you know, their larger benefits, not just Dolby, and that makes it work.
Right. So what do you perceive as sort of being your big goal, your big next step for 2013?
Definitely, this is the stage of commercialization. We're very happy with how stable these entry-level machines are that we've been building. We did pilot our technology to a fairly large scale in Australia, and we're happy with how that's been going. And so now we're at the stage of licensing aggressively, and I think you're going to hear some fantastic news in that respect throughout the year.
Well, great. Well, is there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, I just wanted to say that I'm extremely excited to see that the U.S. Administration is taking up the baton again on renewables in a big way, that I think that kind of support is going to be critical for our industry over the next 4 years.
Great, I agree. And Riggs, if companies are interested in talking to you or somebody on your team about licensing, can you give us a website or some contact information?
Certainly. They should go to original.com, and they can simply go to the contact location, and there's a way to ask to get in contact with us. And also info@original.com is monitored and answered quickly, and we're happy to talk to companies that are interested.
Great. Thank you so much.
It's a pleasure, Joanna. Thank you.